John Gibbons is the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. John Gibbons joins us on Baseball Central. Good morning, Mr. Gibbons.
Good morning from beautiful, quiet Baltimore right here.
Beautiful, nice. Quiet Baltimore.
Yeah.
You been down to the waterfront today? You been down to the harbor yet?
Oh, well, you know, we stay right down there. It's been nice, you know. Things settled down over the, you know, the past few weeks. So it's in a good ball game last night. Can't beat it.
No, Gibby, I was going to say, when you look at that game last night, we talked about Mark Burley and how I think people, it's not that people have lessened their expectations for him, but I think Mark Burley, and I think maybe we heard him say this after the game last night, I think he realizes, John, that he has to be managed a little differently than 3 or 4 years ago. He's kind of come to that realization, hasn't he?
Well, you know what, Jeff? Well, I mean, he's getting older. I mean, there's a lot of mileage on that arm, that body, and you know, I know had a couple questions after the game last night. Even his previous starts, well, he was low on pitches and this and that. Why'd you take him out? And I just told him, you know, I really don't get caught up in pitch counts. I just kind of look at the moment, what, you know, the situation, who's coming up, you know, all the different things, history against certain guys, and you know, score of the game, all that stuff, and. You know, yeah, I think a few years ago you really just kind of let him run with it and let it go as deep as possible. You know, I looked at the game last night. You know, there's some guys on that team that have always hit him well. And you know, I told him originally, you know, if we take the lead here, you know, I'm turning it over the bullpen. And for a while there was just that one-run lead, and then we added on. And once you tell a guy he's out, it's tough to go back and say, you know what, hey, after you score a few more, say, all right, let's let you work as long as you can here. Because, you know, they lose that edge real quick once you tell them you're done. So, but, yeah, he's different than he, you know, he's still very, very valuable and still reliable. But, you know, you look at the innings he's logged over the years, you got to protect him a little bit. You know, what you save last night or the night before, it might benefit him, you know, 2 months from now. I think that's kind of the approach you have to take.
Hey, Gibby, speaking of approaches, R.A. Dickey, I'm not a big stat guy, but I was looking at R.A. Dickey's stats, and the last, from 2012 to 2014, he struck out 7 per 9 innings. Well, his last 4 outings, he's only struck out 4 guys. Now, I faced a couple of knuckleball guys when I was in the minor leagues. It's different. I don't know if I had a lot of success, but I'm sure I struck out a couple of times just because you never see it. You being an ex-catcher, and you, if you're R.A. Dickey, would you be worried about guys not swinging and missing, or is it just early in the season that he's trying to get the feel of the knuckleball?
Yeah, you know what, Mark? Yeah, I don't think anybody knows why that, you know, that's happened. Yeah, because he, you know, the last few years he's been a strikeout guy, and then of course he hadn't had many in his few outings. And, you know, you try to figure out what it is, what's, you know, and I don't think anybody can really come up with an answer. You know, maybe he's on that little stretch that, you know, he's facing teams that he's faced over and over. You know, you look at his starts, it's basically all American League East. He's seen these guys the last few years. You know, none of them have seen a knuckleball a lot, but the one they've seen is his. And, you know, they get a little better idea about it. And they probably have a little more patience with it and things like that. So maybe that's the reason. As far as velocities and things like that on the pitch, and I've, you know, I've heard somebody talk about that, and I see, you know, there's not much velocity difference, if any at all. I just think it's one of those stretches he's on. You know, when he goes and faces some different guys, different teams that, you know, don't see him quite as often, I think we'll get a different result. You know, we'll have a stretch now. We won't play our guys in our division for a while. When we go back to playing them later in the year, you know, maybe it's the same story as it was before. So, you know, I know I'm searching and grabbing, but
sure. Do you think as a being a catcher, I don't know if you caught any knuckleball guys, but would that be why Russell Martin was throwing more fastballs early in the game? Because, you know, you're just trying to give the team a different look. And, again, it's one of those pitches that you know, nobody else throws it. So it's not like you can call somebody else and say, hey, why am I not striking guys out? It's sort of a, you have to go start to start and just feel your way through it. And hopefully it works itself out. Is that one of the kind of the deals?
Yeah. He's got, hey, go, we, that's his pitch. You know, that's, And that's why he's had success in the big leagues, and you just let it rip that night and hope it works. Hope it's one of those nights where that thing's really dancing, and you got to live with the results, because there's not a lot of tinkering you can really do. And, you know, as far as, you know, throwing some other pitches, yeah, one thing Ari will do is, you know, he'll mix in more fastballs, you know, those occasional change up. He primarily goes to that when, and, you know, it can be different counts, different hitters, if he thinks there might be the time he can sneak one by. But he's been burned by that, too, now, trying to sneak some fastballs right by guys. But, you know, I think it could just try to hopefully, or his thinking is it keeps him off balance just enough that maybe, you know, they can't react quite as quick on the knuckleball. So, you know, it's such a different pitch. Nobody really knows anything about it, you know, other than there's a handful of guys out there, you know, the history of baseball that they don't know anything about it. And some guys, most of us don't understand it. We'll put it that way. So you just let it rip and hope for the best.
Conversation with John Gibbons, manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. John, what is the status update on Jose Reyes? He is, I believe, he's scheduled to take batting practice. And what are we looking at in terms of a rehab scenario for Jose?
Well, JB, yeah, he's going to take BP today on the field. And then, you know, probably a couple of days of that. Maybe a couple more days down in Houston. Then I suspect he's going to go out on a few-day rehab, probably up there in Buffalo, I would think. You know, and I don't think it's going to take too long. You know, he's moving around fine. He's been taking ground balls. You know, it wasn't in. I mean, even through the, you know, the healing process, he was still able to do some things. It wasn't like it was, you know, totally inactivity. So he's feeling good. He's getting antsy. I know that. So I don't think it's too far off.
Now, I know that your philosophy has always been, I only worry about the guys who are here, who are playing, because you don't know what will happen down the future. But Ryan Goins is not going to be Robbie Alomar offensively, but he looks like a different guy. He looks like a more useful player for you. That's going to create quite an intriguing decision for you guys when Jose Reyes comes back, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, Ryan's done a heck of a job. He really has. And he's, you know, he just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, I think the reason why now is, I mean, he's out there every day. He knows he's going to be in the lineup. He's settling in. He's got enough experience at the big league level to say, you know what, I can do this. And, you know, there's a, you know, when Reyes comes back, of course he's our shortstop. I mean, that's no question there. But, you know, Ryan, there's a place for Ryan on the big league team, on this team. And you know, he's very valuable because you can play him, you know, anywhere on the field, infield, outfield. You know, he's a good base. But he does all those little things. Yeah, there's definitely a spot on this team for Ryan Goins.
Yeah, Gibby, Devin Travis, I remember me and you were standing there on a cage, and I was asking you what you thought when, you know, every young guy goes through struggles. That's just part of the game. The other teams start to figure you out, and you have to make adjustments. Devin Travis seems like he's going through one of those right now. Is there one particular thing that you're looking for right now to maybe say, hey, Devin, look for this pitch, or hey, you're doing this, or just go up and simplify it and location and let it eat? Is it sort of that kind of thing now?
Well, Bark, you know, I don't want him to start becoming tentative. You know, if he he's cooled off. But what I think what's happened is he was getting so many hits early every night, doing, you know, and if he wasn't getting hits, he was barreling the ball up. And I mean, you just grew to expect that, you know, every time he's up there, he's going to hit the ball hard somewhere. And so, you know, now he's cooled off a little bit. He's not getting those knocks and you know, occasional strikeout, things like that. You know, it looks like, dang, what, you know, what happened to the kid? Mm-hmm. That's not the fact at all. You know, he's still hitting a lot of balls hard. He's getting nothing to show for that. And he's going through what every good major league player goes through. You know, it's hot and cold. You know, there's ups and the downs, and no one ever stays hot all year long. So, you know, he's a very positive, tough-minded kid, and he understands that. But, you know, I will say this, I mean, his body's a little beat up right now, but he's out there, you know, playing through all that, grinding it out, you know, back from the shoulder problem where he got hit by that ground ball, and then when he got drilled in the ribs earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, his body's beat up. I mean, he doesn't let that on or let anybody know that, but that's definitely affected him. But he understands, you know, he's a major league player. He's got to be out there, and, you know, I'll be honest, I don't worry about Devin at all. And I think once it's all said and done, at the end of the year, he's going to have a heck of a year.
John, Jose Bautista hit three balls really hard yesterday. Travis Snyder basically stopped one of them from going out of the ballpark. People, you know, some of the people, Buck and Pat Tabler and, you know, Kevin and other people have said they've noticed that Jose's not, he's cutting off his swing a little bit. How long can you go on? I'm not going to say how long can he go on with Bautista. That's phrasing it improperly. But can you get by with Jose doing what he's doing right now at the plate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just think he needs to spend more time in the weight room. You know, he's hitting them balls to the wall. Let's get back in that weight room. That was a joke.
I know it was. That's why I'm laughing.
You're so funny. Well,
hey, yeah. You know, even he hit the ground rule double, that bounced up. You know, into the stands, and you know the one Snyder cut. I don't think he got all that clicked. That one that was, another ball too. You know, Adam Jones flagged down those ones. You know, I don't think he really clicked those. But normally, you know, playing ballparks like here in Baltimore, you know, our place, Fenway, all those things. Something you always think any ball that's hit, it has a chance. But you know, they still have to square them up pretty good then. Most of the time, we hit him out, and I don't think he quite got those balls. So you know, somebody said, "Well, is it his shoulders bother him? He's not as strong." And, you know, I don't think so. I don't see that. I don't see that with the swing either. Necessarily cutting it off and not as free and easy. Maybe that's the case, but that doesn't jump out at me. So, but you know, we need him on the field. I mean, we're a better team when he's out there. Even if he's not 100%, he's less than that. You know, he's still better than most, and we're a much more dangerous team. The other side, you know, they're conscious of where he is in their bat in order, regardless of what he's doing. So, you know, the more he's out there, the better we are.
John, do you have a date in mind by which point you've got to see Jose Bautista pick up a ball and throw it?
No, yeah, really, no. I saw him throwing one yesterday. You know, the problem was he was throwing it left handed.
Yeah, I saw that on TV.
So that ain't good. But you know, if he can throw a good enough left handed, we'll put him out there left handed. No, in all seriousness, Jeff, I don't know how to answer that. You know, I don't think there is a date because, you know, as long as he can't go in the outfield, he can still DH for us. That's not ideal for our team, we would help other guys on the team, but you know what? He's still one of our main guys, and we need him out there. And if that means DH, that means DH. And we'll live with that, and we'll give him, if we need to, we'll give him a day off here and there, and that'll allow somebody else to play. It'll allow Eddie to DH and get off his feet a little bit, so we can make that work. But, you know, I don't think this is going to be a season-long type injury. I think in the very near future that you'll probably see him back out in the outfield. Now, maybe that's wishful thinking, but, you know, I think he'll be out there.
John, one of the things we've seen in the past couple of weeks, and it's been very quiet. It probably hasn't gotten the notice it should, but it really does seem as if your bullpen is, if things have fallen in place there. It seems as if there are defined rules. I know Shai Davidi's got a piece up, and if you just look at the numbers, in the 13 games since you kind of established defined roles, I mean, relievers as a group have got a 2.45 ERA, 16 walks in 44 innings. I mean, the ERA has almost been halved since you've made that move. Is it just having the stability of defined roles that has explained this, or is there something else at work there? Because at times, John, it looks like you're managing a different bullpen than the bullpen we saw you manage in the first two series of the season.
Right. Yeah, Jeff, you know, I'm not sure. I do know, though, that, you know, when players have an idea what their role is and when they might come in, things like that, it kind of has a calming effect on them, and they can kind of gear up as the game goes along. So that definitely helps. You know, but I also think guys have just kind of really, you know, at the beginning of season, there's a lot of anxiousness. You know, guys want to get off to good starts. You know, there can be some turmoil out in the pen, because depending on the length that a starter can go from what he's done in spring training or however that particular start goes. So there's sometimes a lot of guys being used quite often early on. So that usually works its way out after a few weeks. And, you know, there's some different, you know, when we had so many young guys, new guys out in the pen, you're still kind of experimenting a little bit. You know, you come out of spring training, you think you know what these guys can do, but until you actually get into real major league games, you don't know for sure. So there's some tinkering and some things like that. And after a while, everything just kind of settles down and everybody finds the place. But it definitely works for their advantage when they have a role and they know what it is. And that doesn't mean you can't vary from that, but it's kind of, I think it has a calming effect on them. And, you know, it makes a manager's job easier too. Now, you know, when they know you got certain guys and you have to let it develop too. They got to prove a Loopy's got to prove, well, I can handle that 8th inning every day. It doesn't matter who's coming to the plate. And, you know, Cecil, I got to prove that I can get, you know, I can save ball games regardless of who's coming to the plate. All you know, once that kind of establishes itself, you feel pretty good. But I mean, when you got guys the first time ever doing that, you don't know for sure. And then with Castro and Osuna, we loved everything they were doing in spring training, but it still wasn't a regular season. And, you know, you have you throw them out there and say, hey, is this really going to work this way? And so there can be a little, I don't want to, chaos isn't probably the word, but you know, there's a lot of experimenting going on until you find everybody's niche. So far so good. I think they we've got Delabar's back. That's huge. I mean, we've got some new faces down there, and you know what? They're all pitching pretty good right now, so it's working fine. Now, if we can just get the starting rotation, you know, tighten it up a little bit, you know, hold the game in check because we're scoring a lot of runs. You know, we should win a lot of games.
Aaron Sanchez goes for you guys tonight against Miguel Gonzalez. How important was that last outing to Aaron? You know, one of the things that Arden Zwelling has an article talking to Aaron about, sort of the work he and Russ Martin did in that game. One of the things I think was important is that was a game where I wouldn't say Aaron was getting squeezed, but he certainly didn't get a couple of borderline pitches that other umpires might have given him. And it sounds like Russ did a real good job of kind of keeping his head in the game and saying, just, you know, focus on me. Don't mind, you know, don't worry about that other stuff. Let me worry about it. Do you think that maybe that start for Aaron was a bit of a turned the corner a little bit?
Yeah, you know what, Jeff, I do. You go back a couple starts. I think it was in Cleveland. You know, you're trying to get him through the mm-hmm. 16. You know, that 16 kind of blew up on him, but we gave him the opportunity, and you know, he didn't get out of it. But I think it benefited him his next start. And you know, we got through that in the 7th, and then we tried to get him through the 8th, and I think every game like that where he's out there in these situations and gaining confidence, it'll just benefit him maybe his next start or thereafter. And we saw him really good as a reliever last year. It's his first time starting in the big leagues, and he's battled some control problems. You know, I think he's gonna. That's gonna happen for a while anyway. Maybe, I mean, he's walking too many guys, but he's gonna battle some walks every now and then. And it's just the style of throwing he has. And you mentioned something about the umpires. You know, some borderline pitches. You know, he's not an easy guy to call either. I mean, mm-hmm. he's throwing that hard, and the ball's, I mean, that ball's lively. It's probably very similar to a knuckleball. I mean, they don't. You know, the umpire has a tough assignment calling a knuckleball, but it's just thrown so much harder. So it's never an easy job for an umpire. But you know, these guys, these starting pitchers in the big leagues, a big call in your favor, one in a particular back, and can really swing the game or make a difference in your outing. So we need those calls, and that's where Russell is so good. Framing pitches and having, you know, especially with the young pitchers, you know, having that calming effect and things like that. So I just see Sanchez just getting better and better each time out. And I think, right, the sky's the limit. You know, he keeps walking guys. He's battled that all year long. But, you know, when you delve into his outings, I mean, you see progress in every area. You know, maybe not in the walk column, but you know, things just look better. You know, and the results have been getting better.
John, we're going to let you run. We appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight, and enjoy Texas on the weekend.
Have fun, Gibby.
Hey, was I a little long winded today?
No, I was a little short winded.
It's right. You're heading to the Lone Star State. Hey, JB, that's never a bad thing.
Wow. No, it isn't. It isn't. I'm sure they'll be waiting for you too at the border. Take care. Okay.